due to some technical difficulty on Sunday morning, the live audio from the service did not get recorded. What follows is a re-recording of the message that was given on Sunday morning. I hope it's a blessing to you. God bless.
Hi, everyone. For those of you who can't see the picture behind me, it says this: I know I'm somebody because God don't make no junk. This little picture was actually on the front of a little pink t-shirt that my parents got for me when I was really young. Although instead of the little boy that's pictured there, mine had a little girl with two pigtails instead. I unfortunately wasn't able to find the actual picture of me wearing it, but you can imagine a smaller version of myself happily playing the role of a cute little walking billboard for this truth that God created me, each one of us, with value and purpose. I wore this shirt often and even have distinct memories of repeating the phrase over and over again to myself and others. Yet I still struggled with the lies that crept in and made this truth difficult to believe and hard to live out. I was on the receiving end of many lies about my value or lack thereof. Sometimes the lies I heard were vicious and intentional. Sometimes they were spoken out of ignorance and hurt, and they were completely unintentional. Some of the lies I didn't actually hear. Some of them came from assumptions that I made. Some of them because of how my culture and the different communities I was involved in tried to speak to my identity and my value and my abilities, as well as the expectations that they placed on me, whether they knew it or not. And sometimes my assumptions came as a result of me not actually hearing my created value verbalized to me. Even though all of our journeys are as unique as each one of us listening in right now, we have all had to deal with lies, spoken or unspoken, to us. And regardless of how the lies got communicated, damage to our souls still happened. When I was asked to share, I started praying about it, and God kept bringing me back to that childhood t-shirt of mine and one of my favorite stories from when Jesus walked on this earth. Little did I know at the beginning that he was actually weaving them together in my heart. So the story that I'm going to talk about takes place in the midst of the busyness of Jesus' earthly ministry. When he was traveling a lot and teaching and healing and meeting with so many people. Where we jump into the story, Jesus is in a region called Judea or Judea with his disciples or his followers. It's a busy time. There's lots of people. And this is where we jump in. If you want to follow along with me, please do that. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Mark, chapter 10. Reading verses 13 to 16. So please just have a listen or follow along with me if you have your Bibles. People were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them. For the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." And he took the children in his arms, he placed his hands on them, and he blessed them. So this short story and the interaction Jesus had with his followers and the children and everyone else who is listening and watching, it is so rich in so many ways. And the truth is we could spend a lot of time digging into it and pulling out treasures of the truth about God's kingdom and real life-giving faith. However, this morning, I want to focus on one aspect of it, and that's the love of God on display that Jesus made so tangible and real for those children that day. And also, what that transformative love can mean for each of us here and now. So anyone who knows me would likely not be surprised that this is one of my favorite stories of Jesus here on this earth. Part of the reason it's significant to me is because I absolutely adore kids. From the tiniest of fresh-baked babies who make their entrances into this world a little or a lot sooner than their parents were anticipating. I love them all. I love their curiosity and their authenticity. They're just real, wherever they're at, whatever they're dealing with, they're real. I love their enthusiasm and energy, even if it can drive me a little crazy as a parent sometimes. And I absolutely love their real and unbridled joy that just explodes out of little ones in everyday moments as they celebrate and enjoy life and all those around them. So knowing those things that I know about kids because I spend so much time with them, when I read this story, I feel like the joy and even the peace that those children experienced in those moments with Jesus must have been palpable. Another reason why I think this story grabbed me even from a young age is because I'm a hugger. I love hugs. I love genuine and selfless love displayed and expressed through physical touch. It's a very effective way of communicating to my heart. So this scene of God's tangible love being shown as Jesus takes these little ones in his arms is so powerful, to my heart anyway. What child wouldn't want to be enveloped in the safe arms of his Father, secure in his love to receive his blessing? I'm not sure I know any adult who wouldn't like that. Who doesn't long for that? Those things are part of what makes this story important to me and makes it one of my favorites. But the main reason this story resonates so deeply with me is because Jesus saw those children. He loved them. He knew their value, their potential. And this was in a time and culture where the prevalent messages about them said that they were little more than property. A culture that said they didn't have much to contribute to greater society and that they were not a priority, especially in situations like this. But Jesus stopped what he was doing, the important work that he was doing, to take time to be with them. He rebuked his disciples for trying to prevent the children from getting to him. And then Jesus even used those children as an example in faith for all the grown-ups to learn from. Jesus held them in his arms and he blessed them on top of everything else. Now, reading through the New Testament and learning all about Jesus' time here on earth, we see over and over again how he interacted with so many people with this same kind of healing love and transformative grace. And the coolest part is that it seemed that he would specifically choose those people who are considered outcasts in society. He would purposely choose those who everyone else had labeled as unworthy or unclean or too damaged and not worthy of his time and energy. He saw each one of them. He knew their hearts and their value, a value that they were created with that no one could ever take away. He recognized their potential and the irreplaceable role that they played in God's story. He knew the truth, and he lived it out. So Jesus was that tangible example of God's love lived out for all the world to see. Some of the people who walked with Jesus on this earth, I think they're pretty fortunate. They got to experience God's love firsthand through Jesus. Others, like us, although a few thousand years later, get to read of his love on display by reading these stories and experiencing Jesus' love through the words that are written there and people's experiences as they walked alongside Jesus. And most importantly, through the presence of God's Holy Spirit in our lives. God declares our value and his love for us, regardless of what we may think of ourselves, regardless of what we think we have to offer, or maybe what we think we don't have to offer, and definitely regardless of what others might think of us or may have declared us to be. So this picture that was on the front of this t-shirt that said, "I know I'm somebody because God don't make no junk." I know this picture and the phrase seems pretty juvenile and the grammar is enough to make an English scholar cringe. But the thing is, we cannot miss the deep truth that it speaks. We were all created with incredible value and purpose. God knows us. He knows you. He really sees us. He welcomes us. And not only does he welcome us, regardless of what we may think of ourselves or what others may think of us, he also celebrates us. He loves us beyond what we can even comprehend. That changes everything. So, this brings me to a question. If we know this truth, and if we really believe this truth about ourselves and everyone else, then the next logical step is to work to live it out, right? It's not easy, but that is the next step. I don't believe we're called just to keep all God's love and grace bottled up inside of us for only ourselves to enjoy. We're supposed to be a faucet or a conduit for to pour it out to everyone else. But that has to start from a place of being so convinced and knowing deep down that we are loved and we have value. So my question that keeps rolling around in my head for myself and for each one of you is, what does that look like in our day-to-day lives? When we feel invisible, God truly sees us. When nobody else does, or when we feel like no one else does, he sees us. He knows us. When we have made more mistakes than we can count, God still knows and still speaks our value. And our value doesn't change one bit. On those days where we feel completely unloved or unlovable, I'm really good at that. God has His arms open wide to welcome us and celebrate us. And He wants to bless us because He loves me and He loves you. So as this love and grace that God offers takes root in us, how does believing it and living it out actually impact how we interact with all of those around us? How can we be Jesus with skin on in our world today so that others will catch a glimpse of God's love and acceptance and be beckoned to Him? How can we live in a way that is so real and so attractive that people can't help but see Jesus? What would it look like for you and for me at our places of work or where we volunteer? What would it look like for you in your school? What about in our homes, with our family, the place that most of us experience some safety and we tend to let our guards down? What does it look like there to know and live the truth that everybody is loved and they have incredible value? What does it look like to live this out with our extended family? Maybe we don't see eye to eye. Maybe we don't have much of a relationship. But what does it look like? What does it look like with our friends, regardless of where we are, regardless of what we're doing? And this is a tough one. What does it look like when we're interacting with those that we don't agree with? Maybe those who make us feel really uncomfortable and even unsafe. What about those people who we meet in the store? Or in one of my least favorite places, in traffic? How does the love of Jesus pour out of us and impact those around us, even in traffic? God's love is not meant to just give us a warm, fuzzy feeling like a sweet story that we read. It is meant to actually change our hearts and how we go about living every day. Let's pray together. Father God, thank You for Your Word and the way that You have orchestrated these stories that all fit into the grander story that You are telling, that You are writing. God, thank You for this reminder that we are loved, and that You have created each one of us on purpose and with a purpose. God, I pray that this love and this acceptance and value would sink down into the deepest parts of us, the parts of us where we don't let anyone else in, the parts that have been closed up for years, maybe. The parts that are just too raw. God, would you let that love sink deep? And God, as that love and grace and acceptance sinks deep in us, God, would you give us the courage and would you enable us through your Spirit to just allow that love to overflow from us to everyone that we interact with. That we would know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are God and that you have made us and that you love us. God, please help us as we try to figure out what this means in our individual lives. Give us the courage and the strength. And God, we will be very careful to give you all the praise and glory for all that you're going to do in our hearts and through us as we try to be Jesus with skin on in our world where you have placed us. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen.